Okay. After Konis Rav Nachman. The Konis Rav Nachman, Shuas Hesses. One of the Biyodh, Enoch of Biyodhi Porto. I'm Rav Nachman. I've been also Shuas Hesses. My time. Chazoka, Enonim Toveyat, and King Yeshla Wolof. Adraba. Chazoka, Enonim Meyat, Ponus Nebel Chogan. יש לנו מותו קודם משתם אלה, סבא עד אהבה לי פרען אלה. זה טוב, זה איזה פרובלם. אם תאמר, עד אמירים בפירקים, אם נאמר אמר תרמור מצטון לישובה, חזוק אינו מייז פון בפני בלחובו. So that's why it's a motive of mixus. יש לו מאבק עב דקופה הכל נעמי משתמת, מכל מקום אין לו כל כך פונם. What does Tosa say? Tosa says it's more chutzpah to say zero than 50. Okay. So what does Tosa say? Let him go. That's how Tosa understood the Gemara that Membeis. Gemara says, Neiman Retorah, more mixes a tiny Yeshava. So Tosa is bothered. Tosa in a number of places, but Rabbi Kamiflugit. Says to home before Parachani the Ksubis when it's okay. What does Tosa say there? That what is the Gemara asking? The Gemara is not asking for time of the Krah. The Gemara is asking something else. What is the reason we don't say amigo to pattern from a shvua? Meaning we don't say amigo to pattern from a shvua. The moment and elamai to learn from the b'chal, you don't say amigo. That is one mahalach, and that seems to be what Tosfos says. If there is a din amigo, so the amigo patterns from a shvua. It's not up for question whether amigo patterns from a shvua. Read what Tosfos says carefully. There, he says. Let's read what he says in Ksubis. He says. Neiman return to the shul. Abu Rabban Reb Shimon lo dash in time of the krah. Koboi Rabu. And Neiman return. Am I going to be below shul? But me go. The boy called Fako. Oh, neither may hocha. But I mean, me go. There's no such principle as me go. Doesn't say it. Oh, the me hocha. The me go doesn't part of Reb Shul. Those takes for granted. If there is a dinner migo, migo patterns from a shul. Why? Because all shul is a problem with nemonis. We've discussed it before. And he can bolster his nemonis by all sorts of different options. Shul is just one available option. Migo is another option. Or maybe migo doesn't have a dinner nemonis. That's how Tosa understood it. So if there's, so that within Tosa's context, within Tosa's context, what does he say? Yeah, it's easier to say 50 than 100, so we call him Migo de Ha'oza. That I could have tied it something else, but I'd be a little embarrassed too. That means it's not just as easy for me to say the Migo, and that cancels out a Migo. That's how Tosa is understood. Teda says Rashi, what? That means Ishtamutu Kamishtam. Now, remember, I explained that the two dinim in Choshen Amamon and Choshen Ashvo. Well, I mean Choshen Amamon and Choshen Ashvo. But in general, I would say Ishtamut Kamishtam. Shum de Mivalot Sonin. And I should be able to model fraud. So the problem is, Rishonim raised on this Rashi that we say the Gemara. This conclusion is we don't say that Choshem or Choshesh. Now, so Reb Chaim explains the number of Rashi's in different places. Where, what does it mean, Eidon Meir Sponim Bifnei Bachol? Rashi says, I did him a toiv. What about Pekodin? I come up to you, and I say, I gave you Pekodin. And you say, you didn't give me Pekodin. So then it's not either your toiv, it's not like lending someone money. That is the question I ask in Rashi. So Rashi, other place, says, Choshem Or Choshem Shua. So there are three separate cases of issues involved in Choshem Memor Choshem Shua. Kovim Milva, Posliatis. Uboy Eidim, Rehulam Nishbar, Koshliatis. Now, Psuliatis is for one of a bunch of reasons. Says Al Toshish Yodchim Roshul Yos Eid Chomos. So Al Rosh is possibly Aegis. Why? They have a machlokas Abaye and Rava. Abaye says, Rava says only Rosh of the Chomos. Possibly Yos Eid Chomos. And what does it mean? Someone who doesn't have very close of Taiva. What does that mean? I can't control myself. I know it's wrong to eat a McDonald's cheeseburger. I know what's wrong. But what can I do? I have this overwhelming type of to eat McDonald's cheeseburgers. Okay? I can't control myself. Can't control yourself. That's one shot in what it is Lateofen. We'll see this is Rabbi Nayon has a slightly different shot. So why is he possibly Aegis? What does it have to do with stealing money? So Tosis explains in Sanhedrin of Tesamid Beis that if a person, we see a person is weak in front of Taiva, whether it's Taiva's Ketzef, or it's Taiva's, whatever Taiva it is. Whatever Taiva it is. So I can't trust him in Aedus because someone will pay him off. So it's Chashash Meshaki. So according to Rava, there's one psul aegis of Rosh where there is a chash meshaka, and the Torah told you when is there a chash meshaka? A person who gives into his tithes. No, it's then a chash meshaka. That's the tzara shofa. Comes along a baye and says no. It's a separate psul aguf. It's a separate psul aguf. Now, with a separate psul aguf. Just being a Rosh, what's a Rosh? The Torah defined Rosh. Hoyim ben hakos a Rosh. You didn't have verif which you're chayav malchus. You didn't have verif which you're chayav malchus. That is, okay. That has nothing to do with Shash Meshach. It's a separate psul. We find Karev. The Gemara says in Bob Basra, of Kufnotes. Why is Karev posul yedis? Xeris HaMelech. Torah said it's posul. To the Moshe V'Aaron. Possible. Wait. Here it's the Psul Aguf, the Torah says possible. And now, once Rava says that, is Rosh the Chomos also Psul Aguf or Chashash Meshachem? Not 100% clear. But there's a Gemara, there are two separate types of Psulim. There is a Psul, there's a Choshur Al Shua. He doesn't say Possul Al Shua, it says Choshur al Shua. He's a Choshur al Shua. So the Gemara says, what about a Gazlan? So the Mishnah says, a Gazlan is also Choshur al Shua. So the Gemara says, in Bavmatsi, Dafayamit Beis, that if you have a person who has all sorts of ways of being more ahead, it's not really also, it's this, it's that, I understood, it's this and that. So it's not Choshur al Shua. More ahead. There's a similar halacha, but a different halacha. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch Siman Lamed Dalet, where Psul Rosh is discussed, so it has what a person's is more ahead, and he thinks it's mutar, relies on something. So it, So there, and take a look in those, again, they quote a different Gemara, that a person, let's say, there was a mess, and he died, Erev Yontif, and the Chaver Kedisha side, it's a big mitzvah to bury my Yontif. And they're doing it mamish l'shem Shemayim. A lot of people who are very mamish l'shem Shemayim. Not Posel Yenis. Why not? In his wrong version of halacha, so it's mutter. Aye, it's wrong. Shulchan Aruch says something more. Take a look at what Shulchan Aruch says. There are a lot of Hilchos Shabbos people are not aware of. He says most people don't realize the nature of kosher matter. Let's say a person's kosher matter in Shabbos. Even though he doesn't realize it's awesome. And you'll tell him, he'll think you're some sort of shrumi nut or something like that. No, it couldn't be. He says, it's not possible, Yenis. Because it's a chsorin that didn't maze it, Shabbat. It has to be amazing. Okay. Two different things. One is a choshud. So what is Rashi talk? That is what we're talking about here. He's not a posuliatus. Why? Because he thinks it's mutter just to delay him. But if it's an outright liar, an outright thief, it's a bikkurin that's in my house, and then he is posuliatus. Here we're talking about psuliatus. So ishtamute kom ishtamet, it says what? Legabe the din rosha. Now, what is the Gemara saying? Just like Ishtamute Kamishtamet is a reason that he's not a Rosh Apostoliatus, it's a Chsorin the Din Mezid that makes a person Apostoliatus. So too, in the case of Shvur, he's not Choshen. He wouldn't be Choshen in Shvur. That's one way of learning it. It's another way of learning it. The other way of learning it is very simple. That depends. Abaye says this is a psula guf. What here, and so certainly when Shulchan Aruch talks about Chilul Shabbos, it's a psula guf. And the person doesn't realize Koshum Matir is also, it's a chsorin base. Definitely. But what about, does Abaye agree with Rava that when it comes to Gazlan, Rosh of the Chomos, it's because of Chashash Meshakim? If so, what is the problem of a Choshur on Shur? Chashash Meshakim. So then it's not learning one halacha from the other. It's basically the same thing. If a person has a teretz that it's mutter, it's not really stealing, so then there's no Chashash Meshakim. Question is, there are two separate halachas happening here with third halach. Rashi happens to have another halach. That is, if I tell you you're a ganef, I can't ask you to take a shvu. That's what Rashi says. So if I say, you know, that shirt I lent you yesterday because you didn't have a shirt for Shabbos, but it's mine. And you say, no, it's my shirt. So what am I telling you? I'm telling you, you're a ganef. If you stole the shirt from me. And so I can't ask you to take a shul. Reb Chaim says within Rashi, there's a third halacha of choshen mamon, choshen shul. That if I am accusing you of being an outright thief, I can't ask you for a shul. Because that's a stira in what I'm doing. I say, okay, swear to me. Wait, I just accuse you of being an outright thief. there's no shul in such a case. It's a third type. When you talk about choshen mamon, choshen shul, you have to understand, is it a reason for chachom making a takona? The Gemara Bar Mitzvah is talking with what is the case there? The case there is shnayim ochzim betalas. Chazal say, okay, what is the whole reason we tell a person to take a shul? So people shouldn't go grabbing other people's property to prevent people from being gun off him. So it means you suspect this person possibly of being a gun off him. Will Chazal make a takana in such a case? Chazal will not make a takana. Would the Torah be machayev Yeshua in such a case? The Torah wouldn't. There, it's not in the toin v'nitin. It's not. It is a separate thing. How, when Chazal and the Torah will machayev Yeshua or not? That's it. And the Gemara says, and the maskon of the Gemara there is like Rabbi Yochanan. Chasham amanu lo chasham Yeshua. No. We did. We were masakin shuas when we suspected. Not that we knew people were stealing. We know people are stealing. Rabbi Natan says clearly that's not discussion. Not choshe amamon. He's a gazlan. Mishnah says a gazlan is possible shua. Choshe, we think he may be stealing. Then would Chazal be masakin and shua in such a case or not? That's the Gemara. The Gemara is maskon and shnayim all sometimes. He may have stolen it, he may not have stolen it. So Chazal say, take a shvur. And that's how we pass. That is the three, when we talk about choshem, amon, choshem, shvur, we're talking about in three separate types. Here, it's the gabe psoledus. Is he, or that is the gabe psol shvur. Three separate halachas. Ten per kamer b'matzi di kelo the adam or Rav Nachman mashmiyot or shulteses ne migdal choshen amor choshen ame ashvo samay v'mashan dishnuk v'mashan mikin v'mashan ahotzun doel yesh lo mishum de parak b'hadi hakpir chitu mizu hadutan other rishonim have a very simple question. What about if I come up to you and say, that shirt belongs to me? And you say, it doesn't belong to me. If it belongs to me, you got to take the shirt off and give it to me. But there is a shirt that's in such a case. So most we shouldn't say, lopsul. Moses doesn't say anything. Chora Tosu would have to agree to that. Now, he couldn't possibly eat it. Per kama the bomatzi mukilo the nakala biyod. A milva fi nakala biyod. This is the kasha the milva otzon and who shemot tzorachom. I need the money to buy some. We're going to come back to this and come back to this and come back to this to refine exactly a lot of details. So the Gemara has two lashonos of Rav Nachman. When you say it shuas heses, when your discussion is, was there halva or not a halva, was there peroyan or not a peroyan? This is the called drama mono with cheskas chiyuv or not. How do we paskin? All we show with exception of Rabbeinu Tam, paskin mandama. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Hashto Itma Helchus Kechad Mei Anach Lishni, Eilech Edrom Ramon, Ulon Mashbin Alei Misofik, Luchavar Lavaraya. Rabbeinu Tam is telling you a very deep idea here. When I tine it, you swear to me, it's a tiniest moment. What does Motzim Chavar Lavaraya? What does Motzim Chavar Lavaraya mean? You owe me something? Give it to me. No. I have to produce a raya. What is the halacha if the chiyav moment is a machlokas about? For instance, how many people have ever eaten tongue? A lot of people eat tongue. It's a standard delicacy. You know, are you allowed to eat tongue? You're not allowed to eat tongue. Well, the halacha is very simple. Azro chayayim v'akeva belong to a kohen. So every time you have tongue, you have to give it to the good kohen over here, the good kohen over there. There's a machlokas rishonim, there's a machlokas amaroyim. Tanoyim, amaroyim, rishonim, exactly how you pass it. It applies in chutzorts, it doesn't apply in chutzorts. So what do we say? Hamotz mechaber ol v'raya. Gemara doesn't have a hachra, so there's no raya. So that's why in chutzorts, there's no shayla eating tongue. Question, can you eat tongue in this country? So all other threats. Because certainly it's a chiyuv. Most of the chavurah of rayas, some machlokas. because there it's a din moment. I say this moment belongs to me. The Kohen says this moment belongs to me. And the owner of the shlachter, the slaughterhouse, says, Mr. Kohen, please prove to me it belongs to you. You can't prove it. It's mine. I'm selling it. In the case of a machlokas. So comes along Rabbeinu Tam and says, Chiyuv Shvua is a schus moment I have. And it's a schus moment. Now, so if there are two lashonas in the Gemara, do I have the schus moment or I don't have the schus moment? What do we say? I'm also a chaver of a raya. It's a schus moment. But there's a tremendous idea buried here, Rabbeinu Tam, go by you without noticing. It's a schus moment. Other rishonim say, no. We always go by. And he says, what is it? He says, man de matzah very much. He says, we have two lashonos. And Rosh Hashanah says, man de matzah. He says, so I don't know. We must save. We have lishna kama, lishna bas. We go like lishna kama. Shulchan Aruch Patzkin's not like Rabbeinu Tam. That is, and Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. Now, if I go on prayers, no more shpinale, ele meshamtinale, el tonight, shim bishon. Okay, so, Rabbeinu Tam is the boss in America, okay, my first time, bom, and see you. He says, where there's Raglayim Ladovar? So then we do. There has to be Raglayim Ladovar. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, take a look for tomorrow in Shulchan Aruch in this halacha. Here it is. Archmiral Soshua Zesses. It is. Simpe Zion Sif Aleph. See it inside. Atavel chaver moman or chayfetz means even a chayfetz. That's what we said before. Against Rabbeinu Tam. Why is it against Rabbeinu Tam? What is the reason they passed against Rabbeinu Tam? Says Lishne Kama, Kama Shochir Charif, and Bob Metzia. From Haruraya Dureish Bob Afheya Medalev. What is Rabbeinu Tam's raya? What is the rich raya against Rabbeinu Tam? The same Gemara Rabbeinu Tam brings here. So obviously, they have a serious difference of understanding how to interpret what's happening there. What is it? What the word drawer de mamona means? We'll see the riff inside, see the Gemara there inside. According to the Rif, Dramo means Cheskas Chiyuv. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Raglayim Ladova. Why that should make a difference, we'll see that. You'll take a look in the Gemara Bo Matzia Daf Hei. Because Rabbeinu Tam is sensitive to that. What does he say? V'chein Mashma Perikam Bo Matzia. Right, Rabbeinu Doch, Dikla Meimah, Hudson Rachel Milsenov. Okay. not to nami because we're a modern may actually regale minister of a whole yom. Yo, oh no, no. So what the riff do with that come on? We'll see. Now, the Gemara says, Ma'ika ben shua deraisa l'shua derabbana. Now here you have to be exceedingly, exceedingly careful. Rashi says, shua deraisa haba b'mixas hatayna. Shua derabbana ha derav nachma. There are four types of shua derabbana. Now shua. Shua deraisa, we have three cases. Is now the Shua Samishn. There is Nishbon Venotlin. Now, Nishbon Venotlin subdivide into two categories. Category number one, when men have Torah, he has to pay. But Midrabbanon, they say, we demand a shvur. With the rice, the chov exists. With the rice, the bezin should be machayev. But Rabbanan says only with shvur. There are other cases where with the rice, he's potter. But there's such circumstantial evidence that Chazal said, okay, with the shvur, he can collect. So shvur sanotlin has two stodim. Number one. Number two. Tov habobatayna sofek. We split up a shutfus. I can say, swear to me that you didn't steal while we were shutfim. I don't know. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. Where you had unlimited access to money. We were shutfim. We're dealing with things all the time together. Maybe you stole. Maybe you didn't steal. Habobatayna sofek. The number. Arish shutfim. Arishim. Drop it.
Okay.
It's another type of shua drop on it. Then there is a shua we're going to see immediately, shua of papa, which is a complicated shua. It means I come to you, you owe me 10,000 shekel. Here's a shtar. What's Allah? Shtar will be other, my boy. I can collect. You can ask me to take a shua, to be a no-till. No. Shtar believe your partich. Is that a Shua's HaMishnah? It's a but the one first one told us that there is such a Mishnah, a Shua's Rapapa, who's an Amora. Can't be a Shua's HaMishnah. And the other is a Shua's HaNova. How to deal with it is, we'll have to deal with it. These are the types of Shua. Now the Gemara asks, what's the difference between Shua Deraisa and Shua Drabbana? Says Rashi says we're only talking about Hodor of Nachman. Well, it says Meipach Shvua im Omah Hanitva the Tovein he shove the Tov. What's the difference between a Motor B'Mitzas and a Hesus? If we flip it around, B'Deraisa Lo Mavchinen Shvua. B'Deraisa Machiv is to swear or to pay. Rabbanan Mavchin and Shua. I say, listen, I really don't have to pay. I don't want to take a Shua. You want to collect? You swear. Marbe Ravashi Yomer the Rice and I'm Mavchin and Shua Maik to Benir. Bein the Rice of the Rabbanan. Ikalam Benai Mechas the Nichse. Can you foreclose in Bezdin? Im Oma Eni Nishba Veni Meshalim Yordan Chosav and Oslam. The Rice nothing. Rabbi Yossi, the Yomer, the Rabbanan, Nami Nachtine. So, Tastem, the Rabbanan, Nami, the Wire of the Bahi, to have a Gzele, El Nedaka Shalom, the Heche, they have a Gezel Goma, Modu, the Nachtalanix, Hanami Heche, the Yitishfu, the Rabbanan. He doesn't understand the comparison. Okay. So the Gemara now says there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon in Metzias Chever Shot of a Cotton, Yordan al Chosav and Yordan al Chosav. Now, question is, what does Tosa says, what do the two have to do with each other? One is a halacha matzias chereshot of a kohen, and one is a halacha in shuas eses. Two independent questions. Comes along the Gra, and two questions. Yordan l'chotav ein aror l'chotav. Good. Can I be tofes or I can't be tofes? I come up to you, I say, you owe me 100. You say, 0. I say, give me hesses. So I'm not, you say, I'm not interested in the hesses. They put you into chayrim, they do this, they do that. Okay, finished. Can I grab the money? I can't grab the money. It says, Yordan, it's a din best. Comes along the groch in Simon Pebe's. The Gra talks, first of all, in Simon Pei Zion, whether Tfisa works or Tfisa doesn't work. Simon Pei Zion Sif Yud. Yesh Omrim. Who is this Yesh Omrim? So here in the bottom of the page it says, Harif Perek HaKosef. Emches Haman Aleph Adapi Harif Darki Moshe. The Torah. Pukimei Haran. But who disagrees, the Ran, where Shavuos and Avos Sugya on the Rif. Okay. Can you be Tofes or you can't be Tofes? You know, says the Gra here, Nilmad Misif Shekon Misham Tinelei. Put him to Cheirem. What do you put to Cheirem? Means this is the maximum Bezin can do. But if there wouldn't be a Chov, Midrabbonon, to pay. It's unenforceable. We wouldn't put him into Chayra, says the Gra. Why do you put him into Chayra? Because there's a chov, the Bezin can't enforce, so they do it this way. So. But if there's no chov, just a chiv shvua ba'alma, you're not going to put him in. And on the side it says, I am bear agro simen pe base have got new tests. So you turn. So if you follow instructions, says the Gra. Like here, people sometimes think the Gra is just Mara Makomos, much more than Mara Makomos. Pei base of cotton test. Came perish, Masha calls of Shom Lomas Kikina. It's about peace. And the Gra says, you know why? Gra has a cloud. All chiyuve derabbanon, he says, is a halacha like this. He says, why is Metzias? What is the Tzad Hashav? He's coming. He's bothered by Tosis. Pei Beis he has, and Pei Zayin anyways, and Pei Zayin. He says like this. He's bothered by Tosis Kasha. What's the Tzad Hashav between Metzias Cheresh Shotev Akotin? Jesus. Wait 1 second. Here. In Pesach. The time of the Nishba Shur the Rabbonin lo nachtinin. Why? The Gezel the Rabbonin lo mafkinin mid Rabbonin. All Gezel mid Rabbonin. What is the Machlokas? It's a very general rule. Where the Masakin Gezel the Rabbonin, Bezin Yordan the Chosav Arain. It's a broad, it's a very broad thing. To Moshe Kotzav, Metzias Chereshot of a Kotzav. Let's follow. You have ribis deraisa, ribis ktsutsa, yotze b'deyonim. I go up to you, I say, here, I'm loaning you 100. You'll give me next week 120 back. And I take that 20 and come to Bez and ask for it back. It's Yotzi B'Deyon. Ribbis Drabonon is not Yotzi Drabonon. It's not Yotzi. B'Deyonim. But what is the Lashon Chazal? Ain't a Yotzi B'Deyonim. Dayonim won't collect it. But says the Gra, the Chov is there, and Tfisa works. So the Gra takes this as a general principle. All Gezel Drabonon is Ain't a Yotzi B'Deyonim. All Gezel Drabonon. So, according to the Gor, Shuas Hesus is also swear or pay. But it's a Chiv Drabonon, swear or pay. Since a Chiv Drabonon swear or pay, so it's like the Chiv of giving back the Ribbis, the Rabbonon. I owe you the money, me Drabonon. I owe the money, Drabonon, so Chov Drabonon. What is Chavishot Vakon? It's Kinyonim Drabonon. Kinyonim Drabonon. All these three cases, and the Gron makes from here a general principle. Kinyanim derabbanim not Yotzei b'Dayan. But Yotzei b'Dayan means the chov exists, the kinyan exists, Bezdin won't enforce it, okay. But as we've seen before, there's another Bezdin that does enforce it. That's me. I'm my own Bezdin. And grab it, because the chov exists. That's how the Gron understood it. Tos didn't understand it that way. So Amir Tzeshem Bli Neder for tomorrow. You take a look at this halacha, page Zayin Yud, and a little footnote here says you want to know where it's discussed. The Rif from Ksubis, that from Chesam Rav and Dapir Rif, and the Ran and Shuas Awasuki. We'll understand. Now, in addition, if you take a carefully look at Rishonim here in Awasugya, take a look in the Rimi Gash, for instance. He's not like the Gra. There's some intrinsic comparison, apparently in the Rimigash, between Metzis Chavishot Vakon and Shuas Hesus. That's Tosis understood. That's what the Gemara was talking about. Tosis did not understand what that connection is. And left with Tzorchi, and the Gra says it. That's not the issue. Okay. So my nephew, my you can bring the rights of Rabbana. She can neg the Khoshalashu with the rights of she neg Khoshalashu Afkhina. Let's say I'm a ganav. Now we have a halacha mitokshen yecholishov mashalim. So you come up to me and ask me for 10,000 shekel. I say 5,000 shekel. Chayv shor b'mitzvos. They don't give me shor b'mitzvos. You don't give me shor b'mitzvos when I do have to pay. Wait 1 second. Chazal had Rachmanis and Ganovim. That means a Ganov could never borrow money. He'll borrow whatever amount, and so it's going to be someone's going to come and tie him double that amount. So he's trying to once in his life to be honest. He'll say what he's really owes. So what do you do to protect the Ganav's attempt to be honest? Fine. We flip it around. You ask for that, you have to be a Nishba Benota. You're a Nishba Benota. Some who I do, and they put in the other one. Vidrabana tekantehi. Kanta tekante lo avdine. But if I come up to you and ask you for 100, and you answer 0, And I say, give me a hesed. And you say, I can't give you a hesed. I'm a choshud. So we don't flip it around. Doesn't give me a right to collect the whole thing. Why? It's the whole shuas hesed and takana. People flipping it around. Takana, takana, takana. We don't make. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. So what do we do in such a case? Here, I'm benefiting. What am I doing? I'm benefiting the Ganav. So anytime I go up to Ganav, it will just be a Kofar call and go scot-free. You don't want to sometimes you have to protect the Ganav, you have to benefit the Ganav. So what do? Meshamtinele. Again. Okay. Amar Pop. Rav Papa says, all of a sudden this seems to be coming in out of left field, but we'll see. We'll see in the run. It's not out of left field. Amar Rav Papa. Haiman the Apik Shtar Al Chavis. You'd have a star. The Amalei Shtar Perua, and you tie it. It's Perua. Amalei Lab Kol Kinyoch. Still slim. You're not allowed to say Shtar will be on my boy. Why am I hanging on to the Shtar?
What's
the difference between this one and Pogam Ishtoro? Omale Hosom, Avrovo Taninin, Yu Taninile. Anan Hochi Aminale, Zil Schleichle. He toin Omale Stabile, Aminale, Zil Stabile. It's true of the Rabbanan who, but if he is a Talmud Chacham, so we don't tell him Ishtabli Lo Patich. That means we suspect you of lying. You're not allowed to do that to a Talmud Chacham. Amar Rebbe Ravashi, Tzur Rabbanan. So what happens? He can't collect. Mishchach Limei Dienshi, says Rashi. Someone can take the shor off his back. Elom is katinin le, ledina, says Rashi. He shoved the mechzid chashdin le, oligvolos to amalei shtabili lo pratich. And so, what do you do? So, what's the answer? It means a tamachon collects without a shvua, or take a look in the ram. Maybe you allow tamachon to be tofes. That was. This is the whole subject. Okay. First, we have to check out Tosis Kasha. That's Dana. And the answer in the Rishonim, who are bothered by Tosis Kasha. Tosis leaves it with Tzorchin. Take a look how the Rimigash does it. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch what the Gra does with it. Okay. Yes. Okay. That's number one. Then we have to understand this whole thing of Rav Yossi Rabbanan. Then we have to understand Hipuch Shua. We have to understand Shua's Rav Papa. Okay. We have work over the next few days.